Hello, Doctor. Yes, I'm sorry I'm late. I honestly was just having a hard time figuring out how to formulate my questions, and so, yes, it took me a little bit of reflection, which over a cup of coffee, which has made me forgotten time. I'm sorry for wasting any of it. Yes, this is for my thesis, actually. I understand that you were the foremost expert in this topic, and it's quite a novel study and one that has been overlooked by the academic community, especially in our field of work. And well, I asked around with my professors, and it's a good thing that I'm interning at this clinical research facility, because otherwise I wouldn't have direct access to you. But I'm getting ahead of it. Of course, if you accept my proposal. See, I'm writing a study. It's quite novel, actually. Not a lot of researchers have touched upon this, but though I may be wrong, I've done my literature, and I still may be lacking. But I have been given the go signal to start testing on my hypothesis. It's just that I fear I am not ready to do the actual execution of the tests. It's quite a very taxing study, actually. Right, what the study is about. Well, it's a study on few sex scenarios and how new and how adults who are new to this practice may. Well, basically, it's comparing the difference of experiences between non-free use scenarios versus an actual free use scenario, especially in places where there's an authority figure present or participating. I think it would be an interesting way to see what would be the potential motivators to get people to join companies that have free use perks, really. The idea is that if we have people who are less experienced or have no experience at all in free use to try free use sex, we would be seeing what the effect actually is. And if we are able to convert them into free use, it would be easier for companies who use free use as a perk to hire them in the future. Why we don't just talk to people who are into free use, who has a lot of experience in the area. Well, yes, that could have, that could be done, but just in case there's a shortage, maybe we could. Well, there's a lot of business implications to it. I just can't really formulate it in my head right now because I know it's a very touchy subject, and not a lot of people are open to free use, and it's just slowly becoming a thing now. But I think with the research that we, or the research that I'm trying to do, is that we are discovering new ways to invite people into the fold, really. Does that make sense? Yes, the authoritative figures, because if we are doing this for, well, a recruitment situation, of course, there's going to be the angle of an authority figure. Whether or not the authority figure plays a dominant or submissive role, I It's not really part of the scope of my research, though it could definitely be followed up by this. Right now, my only focus is the acceptance of which and the experience of which. Is it positive? Is it negative? And would they tend to be more open to such a position and to such a company after experiencing free use for the first time? I'm glad you think it's quite a novel idea. But yes, I haven't gotten to my question is, how do I administer such a test? Where do I start? How do I begin? I have a couple of people who are ready to go through such a test, very new, people who are very new to the community or who are curious about the community. And of course, I have already started some potential partnerships with different companies, but I don't know how to do the actual test. Like, do I sit in and watch? Wouldn't that add to the issue? Do I record it and just come back at it and use facial recognition? Facial recognition technology to figure out their emotions and write about that. What is the plan here, really? I don't know. You think my human judgment is more valuable than AI? Okay, but do I sit in? Do I watch from a window? I should experience it first myself. What do you mean? That I self-administer and see how that goes. Okay, well, how would I self-administer? Isn't it a little bit complicated thinking about all of the variables and such while going through such a situation? I guess if you are applying for a company and you go into free use, you would be thinking of different variables as well, so there would be a little bit of a pressure there. But who would be the authority figure? I can't exactly go to these companies and be like, "Hey, can I pretend I'm a new free use candidate and would like to try out the free use test that you provide?" Oh. Try it with you. I haven't thought of that really, but wouldn't it be inappropriate to ask? You're right, you would be the perfect authority figure for the situation. It would be close to the emotional pressure one would I go through, especially if one is seeking approval from the authoritative figure. I think it's quite obvious how much I'm desperate for your approval, and that's why I have been looking to have some time with you for quite some time. All right then, we can certainly try, but right now. Goodness, I thought it makes sense, I guess, the spontaneity of it all. It is a free use situation. Sorry, I'm a little bit worked up from your proposal. It's genius, but also quite intimidating to be used by you. But I guess it's a sign that I chose the right subject matter expert for such a task. I could see your cock quite hard. Should I take care of that? Of course, I'd love to. I guess we have to set up the video too first, right? Yes, why don't I do that and you could Get ready for the experiment. This is my personal phone. I wasn't gifted, well, not gifted, but I wasn't really given a research phone. Not according to the standards of the university, so I mean, if, well, they're not exactly too keen on the subject of research that I have, so I get less perks than the others. Yeah. So I'll just, I set it up there by your shelf, and I guess you're already nice and relaxed. It almost feels like you're an expert at this. Of course you are. Forgive my, forgive me for being a little bit worried, nervous, really. This is my, well, this isn't my first time doing free use, but to be doing it with a researcher who I respect so much, honestly, it's an honor. I'm sorry. I need to do it. I can do this. I can only hope that I please you well. Right. You weren't wrong when you said that. Right. Sorry. Get to the task at hand. And oh God, this cock in my hands just feels so big. I don't know if I'll be able to handle this. I mean, I can handle this. It's not every day I get to do this, so I can, I must, and oh fuck. No matter how big it is, I should do it. Fuck, this cock tastes so good, I think, too. The way it's already dripping with pre-cum. Right, I shouldn't waste it. My hands shouldn't be the only one at work here. Am I doing it right? Nice and slowly, you say. I can do that. It tastes so good, Sarah. The way your cock fits perfectly in my mouth. It's just bringing it out. So fucking hot and intimidating. It tastes so good. I want to make sure this cock is perfectly taken care of. Am I doing well so far, sir? Your cock tastes so well. Fuck. I can be on my knees for you all day. Stroke those sound with your cock with my tongue. Just keeping you wet and warm with my mouth. Perfect little cock sleeve for you. Please tell me I'm doing good. I love hearing how good a girl I am. How good of a cocksucker I am. This is so fucking good. Fuck. I can be so wet and rainy. I can feel myself practically dripping water. Yes, I love being a good little slut for you. Good little fucking whore. Using my mouth as a perfect little cock sweetheart. It's so fucking pixar. Fuck. More, I want you to come down my throat, please. Please, will you come down my throat? Please, will you come down my throat? Amazing. Oh, fuck. Thank you, sir. You tasted so good. And you just taking over and telling me exactly how good girl I am feels so good. I wonder, I hope that I be able to simulate the same experiences for those who want to try free use, but oh, of course I have to be careful, make sure the data isn't biased, but I'm sure it'll work out. Oh fuck, that felt so good. I'm so wet and fuck. Oh, I thought I was just going to come. Well, the fact that I was just sucking you off and feeling so good and having your hand on my hair. Oh, fuck. Oh. Right. I need to take care of myself now. And I can handle myself later. Thank you so much for the experience. The camera, the video. Oh my god, this is the notes I have to make. Oh, this is so inspiring. Yes, perfect. Perfect, I have the video. And my notes, I have to put it down. Examine things frame by frame. Right. Thank you so much again for this learning experience, Professor. Doctor, I don't know anymore. If I could just leave my number with you, and if you need an assistant for your research, any kind, whether that's for use or something else, please don't hesitate to call me. Here, this is my number. Please call me. I promise I have to repay you for such an inspiring session. Let me know if you need anything, please. Good. Thank you. Thank you again. Thank you so much for all of this. I really, really, really appreciate it. Thank you.